Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. We discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. Before we get some foot on the boat, we put them into a Sweet 16-style tournament. We argue each round till we decide a winner. Nick, what criteria do we use when we decide he steps foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want. Cody, you want to tell them what we're talking about this season?
Absolutely. We are talking about the X-Men. We've got it down to the final four, and we're going to figure out the best one. And you know what criteria we're going to use the most of? Shut up, Nick. We can use whatever we want, but we're going to use fashion this time because I have a fashion point to make.
Okay. Make your point.
I'm going to make the fashion point.
Do you want me to give people?
It doesn't
the final,
matter. Okay,
the
Storm.
Four?
Storm versus Colossus. Nightcrawler versus Wolverine. I got to start with Storm. Storm. Okay, I did a lot of research. Watched a lot of the cartoon. And Nick, Storm not only is she our African queen who can control the weather.
Yes.
Great. She's the only X-Men with fashion power. Okay, she has fashion power. All the other X-Men have their bag full of their gear, or even Colossus. When he turns silver, he's still wearing whatever clothes he had on as Colossus. Storm can strike herself with lightning and be wearing fashion change. Okay, and we need to discuss.
It's the greatest costume change in history. Taylor Swift wishes in the middle of her Eras tour, lightning would strike her and just immediately, bam. Look at me, bitches. Like,
in a different fashion, dude. Can you imagine her body? If any other person had that power, they would lead with it. Storm is so powerful, it's not even on her notes. It's not even under, like, special skills. She doesn't even put it there. She has dance, can drive a stick shift. She knows three languages. Doesn't even mention she can do fashion magic.
Honestly, I kind of always assume that's just what Dazzler's power is it's, like, fashion. That's what I'm always like. Is that what you're up to, Dazzler? You're always looking nice. You always seem to have a little outfit that you're in.
Yeah, that she had to carry around and wear. Not Storm.
Cody, I don't know how to tell you this.
Tell me it, though. I need to hear it.
I think you'll still respect it, but one of the things that they don't tell you about Storm, along with fashion powers, is that she is a up-close magician.
Oh my
like,
God.
Like, really great with, like, you know, up, like,
sleight of hand,
card,
magic.
Sleight of hand,
cards,
all that
coins,
stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just a quick change. She had the outfit on under it.
That's more impressive than the
and
lightning.
Like, she's
magic.
Like, she can't get hurt by lightning. So she's like, I bet you I could trick these bitches. I bet you.
The lightning strikes, burns off her whole clothes, and she's wearing her clothes underneath it.
And then she's like, bam, Storm, bitches. And they were all like, oh, as they should.
As they should, yeah.
But it is just, but like the thing is, that's a really cool trick. You really need to see her shell game trick.
Dude, okay. I would
What she does with shell game, like you think you've seen every shell game?
Nick.
Dog.
I can't agree with you just for one reason. We were watching an episode. My wife walked through. She probably did like 3 minutes of research with me on that.
Yeah.
And she walked through while it was Rogue and Storm shopping at a mall. And Storm was wearing a pink t-shirt and some very smart capris with sandals. It was the most 90 thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then she gets hit with lightning and she's wearing the full big boots.
I know exactly what you're saying.
How come dude, that's why she must have fashion powers. I don't know why I'm on this, but
everyone
she must
else
have
is
fashion
like,
powers
but everyone
because
else...
everyone else wears their gear all the time or under their clothes.
Like, yeah, clearly. Like Cyclops is like
and
clearly
Storm
pulling
is
a
always,
Superman.
She goes to the beach and she's got beach drip. She goes to the
mall.
Yeah,
she's in
she's
a full bikini and you're like, there's no way. How could she turn into Storm? Bam.
Lightning.
Quick change.
Storm. It's not a quick change. It's fashion power.
I think it's a quick change. I'm telling you it's a quick change.
You're wrong. I'm telling you it's fashion power. Do we need to settle this the only way we know how?
The only way we'll continue talking about this is through the...
I'm just saying that's a huge thing. That's a huge, huge...
I thought we were going to talk about Storm's mohawk.
Yeah.
Because this feels like... Where do you land on Storm's mohawk?
I mean, in my mind, I don't see Storm with the mohawk. I see the 90s cartoon Storm.
I like my flowy hair Storm.
I do too, but sometimes you gotta have a badass haircut to let people know you're here to throw hands.
I do. I think that's what it was more about. I think people were sleeping on Storm for a while there.
Yeah.
I don't think people were, like, recognizing Storm for, like, how badass she is.
How can you take her seriously? She rose up into the fight with some wonderful sandals, a pink top, some capris on.
Yeah.
You don't think lightning's going to strike her and she's going to turn to a bad bitch with a mohawk?
Yeah. And so it just feels like they were like, all right, everyone's down. Everyone, no one's given Storm. How do we retcon her the quickest? And they're like, what if we just gave her a massive mohawk? Is she into punk music? Not at all. Oh, okay.
Fun.
Would it have been anti-punk if you were like the Ramones? And like the Ramones, like Marvel comes to you and is like, hey, our character Storm would like, we want to license your image so she can like wear like a band tee essentially, because she's going to be punk rock.
Yeah.
It selling out?
No, absolutely not. You got to sell to the X-Men.
Right? It can't. Right? It's got to always be fine, right?
Fuck that, Nick. It's only selling out if you charge them.
Oh, yeah. You just give it away. You're like, yeah, take it. That'd be dope.
Yeah, take it. That's dope as fuck.
She's rocking like a dead Kennedy shirt. You're like,
that'd be badass. She comes in with Operation Ivy, and you're like, what is going on, ska punk?
Dude.
Storm. Dude, okay.
If Storm is just in her earbuds fucking bumping ska, that is my queen. Like, that's all I want, is for her just to be orchestrating a lightning storm to fucking Less Than Jake, you know? Like,
yep. That'd be badass.
Oh, it's all I want.
Superman's Colossus. Playing by Goldfinger. She's murdering. Oh, so good. Okay, yeah, Colossus.
Colossus.
He's so badass. Strong. Hard. Nick actually did a lot of research too. Nick, do you want to give us a rundown?
Yeah, he is from Russia. It was interesting. Like, in the way that, like, X-Men, I really feel like the creators of X-Men were really trying to do some damage control or, like, PR. Like, they weren't. It was the Cold War, right? We're in the Cold War. And it's insane that, like, one of the good guys is Russian, but that just goes to show you how much, like, Stan Lee and like, all those guys were, like, on some shit. They were on that tip of, like, why are we even in this fight, you guys?
Hey,
like,
man, they're firm. Stan Lee's a firm believer that everyone can be a superhero.
Yeah.
And that even means dirty, fucking smelly, vodka-drinking, Putin-ass-kicking Ruskies, you okay?
Yeah, and that's how dedicated they were to being, like, no. Everyone can be good. Just trying to teach that lesson.
I think Colossus brought down the Berlin Wall. They don't like to talk about it.
And that was just because why? To get to the other side.
To get to the other side.
He's like, wait, he was looking down at his maps and he's like, oh, the restaurant I really want to go to is, oh, it's in fucking East Berlin. Oh, I hate. No, they're like, you can't go, Colossus. You'd have to. He's like, fuck that, dude. Getting pierogies, dude. I'm fucking getting my pierogies and just crash through the Berlin Wall. And they were like, well, I mean, if it's already down, let's kick it off.
Let's kick it off. I mean, he's great. I think he is fun and strong, but Storm, come on, dude. Not only can she control the weather, she can fly. She's clearly one of the leaders of the X-Men. If Cyclops goes down, Storm steps up. She's number two. Like, don't sleep on her. And then she got fashion power.
Yeah,
she's got a third power.
She also rides motorcycles.
Rides motorcycles. Badass.
Colossus can't because he's so big and heavy.
He can't turn into Colossus. Do you think it changes his density? It has
to. They've shown that in the Deadpool movies.
Okay, so when
he's clearly heavier. And
he's like
so,
a human, so he's like a 200. I'd say he's 240, 260.
Easily, yeah.
Easy.
He's
shredded.
A big guy. He's already. He's like 6'7" before he becomes Colossus.
He's probably three.
So he's 330. He's probably three Billies already. So he's already a big boy, and then
a
he
big
becomes.
Boy. And dog. Okay, he's that strong and that big. Do you think he's that shredded, or do you think he's supposed to go to the gym?
That is the question, isn't it? Though, because like, would your bot? Does the body already? Is it just going over your skin,
okay,
right?
So because all of it, like Rogue is super strong and she does not look like that.
Right.
Okay. And so even Superman, different comic book world, he's super strong. Is Superman shredded? Absolutely. But not like Colossus is shredded.
No.
So I think
he's that big guy shredded too. Like, it's hard. The bigger you are like that, when you're doing the kind of workouts he's doing, he's like strongman size, you know?
Can you imagine being naturally strong, strongman side, and you still have to eat at a calorie deficit? Like, what are we even doing here, bruh?
What are we doing on here? Could you imagine, could you imagine what a flex it is for him when he just whoops ass and he didn't turn into Colossus?
Oh, that's gotta be badass.
How much shit he talks to people.
If a fucking car lands on somebody, he runs up, they're like, oh, Colossus got it, and he doesn't transform and still gets the car up. Bruh,
yeah, he's like, no,
what are we
I'm just
doing here?
Yeah, he's like, I'm also just fucking strong as shit. Like,
yeah, it's so badass. I got a lock in Storm.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, no, it's not a tough one here. And all right, next up, we have Nightcrawler going up against Wolverine. Cody, do you think the X-Men eventually have or like are going to run into like a Nepo baby problem where there's just like because Nightcrawler is truly the first Nepo baby X-Men.
Yeah, and he can hang, but yeah, he's in the same way that
Drew Barrymore Nepo baby, right? But you're like, everyone can see her on her merits and you're like, oh, she's really good. You know, like, so it's not that being a Nepo baby is necessarily bad, but I'm just saying at some point, like, what if Jean Grey, I mean, I know they do have a kid, but let's say Jean Grey and Cyclops had a kid and like, they're a mutant, but like their mutant ability is like, oh, I just know statistics really well. I can give you statistical likelihood of something off of, hit me with it. What's the odds of a tornado happening today? 0%. What up? They're like, oh.
Very good.
Cool.
Okay, but like, okay, first of all, that's a real superpower that somebody does have.
No, they can manipulate odds. I'm saying just knowing the stat of something.
Oh, that's, fuck yeah. Hey, how many times does it rain on November 3rd? Like, on average, it's like, Jesus Christ, that sucked. And also, the problem is with that, if it's Jean Grey and Scott Summers' kid, you know they're going to at least be like captain of the varsity mutant team.
Right. Well, that's the problem that is it's like one of those things too. Where they're just like, well, no, he's more on the team for like his leadership. Like, I mean,
that kid has that shitty power, right?
Yeah.
Do you think Wolverine walks by Jean Grey after and he's like, you could add a kid with claws. Like,
I'm just
really
telling
you
right now.
You could right now.
Look at all my kids. They all had claws. Every single one of them. Or at least anyone who used my DNA to make children without telling me about it.
Jean Grey and Wolverine had a kid and it came out with arm blades and legs, swords for legs and arms for legs.
Fucking stab frenzy.
And it has psychic powers. And we give stab frenzy psychic powers.
The strongest mutant of all time.
Easily.
But no, you had to go have a baby with Cyclops. And now he just is really good at numbers. Way to go.
Dude, I saw there's one set of lore for Nightcrawler. Okay, is Nightcrawler can teleport, for those that don't know, from shadow to shadow. So if there's a shaded spot, he can teleport. And on one episode of the cartoon, I think it is, they kind of go into the lore. Dog, he's like teleporting into a nightmare world and running from, in that world, it's light to light. And he's just trying to avoid dying.
Right, yeah. What a wild thing that no one was asking, by the way. No one was like, hey, so when he goes from shadow to shadow, is there something, is he on another, like, no one was like, oh, it's clearly like a planar thing. Like he's an alternate plane and like trying to get through to the other side. It's like, no one needed that.
It's a spill of like murderous clowns and demons. And it's like, bro, just stop.
Right. I'd be like, you just do the tail stuff then, man. Like, let's be clear too. You can only teleport as far. Well, no, he can teleport as long as he's seen the thing, right? So he can teleport like across a city.
No, I think he has to be able to see where he's teleporting to.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, he has to be close enough to it. Yeah, he can't it needs to be, or because I know the thing was like, because he can if the door's closed, but he wants to go into the other room as long as he's seen the other room.
I think if he's very close to it. Yeah, because I think the risk is he'll get lost in the fucking other world and die. So he has to be very certain.
Oh, that's why. Because they were like, well, why couldn't he just teleport anywhere? Like the distance, like. Because he has to travel a nightmare landscape. That's why.
Yeah, fucking.
Do you want to know? Is that why are you happy you know now? Are you happy you ask questions? We just didn't want to make him too overpowered.
Also, it's like instantaneously. So he has to like decide his location and get to that door.
Right. Yeah. Ugh. Exactly.
Do you think he ages in the hellscape? It doesn't matter. I'm voting for Wolverine.
I know. He's fun. I tried so hard. I Googled. For days, I tried every search term that I could think of to find Nightcrawler popular why. And like the only thing I can come up with is that for the most part, it seems like he's been around a long time. Like he's like one of the oldest.
It's okay. I get that. But in my, I've been talking to people and anytime no one's ever brought up Nightcrawler to me, right? In talking about X-Men. But then I will be like, what about like Nightcrawler if we're talking about? And they're all like, oh yeah, he fucking rules. Yeah, oh, badass Nightcrawler. Yeah, good. I forgot about him, but he's great. So everyone loves the guy, but they can't remember him.
Right.
Nick, I'm so afraid I'm the Nightcrawler of my fucking friend group. They're like, oh, Nakoti's fucking great. Why don't we think about it more often?
One of my favorite things, when I was looking this up, this is real. Anyone can go find this right now. If you look up Nightcrawler popular, why? There's a Reddit thread. And one person asked 3 months ago, why does everyone love Nightcrawler so much now? It was taken down.
Oh my God, it was deleted.
It's a deleted post, but like, it's like, you know, it's in that way where like, you can't see the post, but you know, the question was asked.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Somebody killed that person.
Yeah. They're like, don't ask questions. Cody, I'm telling you this now because we need to be ready. These fans of Nightcrawler, they're like, don't question our God. He just is the greatest. And if you can't handle that, you can die.
Yeah, I love Nightcrawler. I have to vote for Wolverine because the only thing I'm more scared of than the Nightcrawler contingent is the Wolverine contingent.
Yeah.
But no, that's what... I think he's dead. Someone look up that user. Find him.
Right. Go figure it out. Because I'm... Once again, I don't understand what happened and why it happened.
Hey, I can say this. I can say this. We're recording the Final Four right now. The next season has already been recorded. Well, not the whole thing, but the first four has already been recorded. It is Best Breakfast. If that season doesn't come out next Monday or any other season comes out, Nick and I have been compromised by the Nightcrawler contingency.
What do you need to assume, what is this other season, this other secret season that you're worried with? Are they going to take us over and be like...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, what if they replace us?
And they're like, hey, Nick and... Hello, this is
a friendly competition podcast. I am Cody, a friendly man from the from Sioux, America, and yeah. I'm here to tell you breakfast foods are good. I like vodka cigarette. What is your favorite breakfast, Nicholas? I mean, Nick.
My favorite breakfast is breakfast that come from official Russian box.
Yeah, if that is the show that we've been compromised, I'm locking in Wolverine.
Yeah, one second. Yeah, we got to lock in Wolverine. It's the only one. It just is. You got to give it to the boy. All right, here we are. Storm Wolverine for the belt, for the boat. This one. Okay. Now, did any of your research, were you able to justify Wolverine outside of Claws? Because I want to say, I re-listened to our episode and all we said was Claws. We said it a lot. If you made it a drinking game, you would have passed out.
You would have been dead. Okay, here's the thing. Claws are cool. I think I did figure it out, right?
Okay.
It's the same reason the world was infatuated with Stone Cold Steve Austin, right? It is because Wolverine rolls up into the X-Men. They're all cookie cutter good guy bitches. Wolverine at one point opens a beer with his claw, chugs it. Cyclops says, hey, I need you to go with the team. Wolverine has his one claw still out. Puts his hand up, gives him the finger, and walks off. And it's like, dog.
I forget when he does the middle finger. The middle finger claw is great. Because it's also very silly. You're like,
yeah.
You're like, oh, I mean, there's three. Like, yeah, sure, I guess that works. But like, we're like, that's so badass. You got.
Because yeah, he can do what none of us can. He lives outside the system, Nick.
He gets to flip off the boss, but yet he's still the boss's favorite at the end of the day.
Exactly.
It is truly in that manifest, like you said, in that true manifestation of like cult, like Stone Cold, where this is actually not a real person. You cannot be this.
You can't
like,
be
I
Wolverine.
Think that's truthfully why, because if you acted in this regard, I'll even just move it out to Stone Cold, right? If you wanted to act like Stone Cold at your job, if you're on a construction site, right? And the boss comes down from their AC trailer telling you all to do your job. And you're like, hey, man, I'm going to tell you right now, you shut the fuck up. And then grab two beers, clinked them, drank them, threw them at them, and was like, go fuck yourselves. We're not doing that shit. And then they'd be like, okay, you're fired. Go. Like, and then that's it. That's how that ends. Like, no person, it doesn't matter how charismatic you are, can get away with it. So, but that's why we all fantasize about it. Like, that is what makes him a great fantasy character on a way that's like, Storm's a great fantasy character because she has an amazing power. She has the coolest fucking powers. She's a badass the entire time.
Fashion powers. So cool. Yeah.
But Wolverine is like a fantasy character in this way of like, no, he's a human fantasy.
Yes. It's a power fantasy we can't live. That's why no one's been able to catch. Wolverine ran. Stone Cold ran. And now we are just waiting for the next person. Right? It's like, we have Hangman Adam Page. Swerve. Swerve's the closest guy I can think of.
Right. I'm trying to think of outside of wrestling if we have one that, but like in pop culture, yeah, like this is what, like, there's just so few of these guys that can walk that line of like, you're an asshole, but I love you.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Ooh.
That's the closest pop culture person Megan I can think
Thee of. Megan Thee Stallion as yep. Wolverine. Make it happen. You cowards at Marvel. You fucking, you would never, you liberal cucks. You would never do it. You cowards. You're too scared to do it. You don't have the balls to make Megan Thee Stallion Wolverine.
I was talking about just like personality wise. Nope, yeah,
but now, no, I know what you were doing, but now
I'm doing something else.
At the end of the day, we need a new Wolverine. Cause like Hugh Jackman, while yes, he is redonning it for Deadpool Wolverine out July 21st. We're not sponsored. We're hoping for, you know, Ryan Reynolds, if you can, I've added you to hashtag Ryan Hugh. So, you know, this could be officially sponsored if you wanted it to.
Throw just us a tenner. Yeah, we can make that happen.
But we know that, like, there will be a new X-Men. Like, they're kind of behind the scenes casting it right now. And a lot of people think it's going to be a guy named Taron Egerton. And he's fine. And he's great. But what if when we cut to, when they do that scene and we watch the claws come up and then and then all of a sudden we see that face and it's fucking Megan Sound, and she goes, ow.
Ow.
And we're just like, ow. Oh shit!
Okay, so who are we looking? We gotta decide this now. I think if we're going just pure power fantasy of what I want to be, it is like power wise, it's Storm. But Wolverine is like a lifestyle decision. Are we a lifestyle brand? Is that right. What we are?
Let's just real quick, using the knowledge we have, which I'll be clear in a few spaces is not going to be a lot, but I just want to do this exercise. Okay, cartoon version. Who are you going with? Based off of everything you've seen in those cartoons, who are you going with? For me, or we could go 1, 2, 3
let's
and do
see,
it.
Let's do 1, 3.
One, two, three.
Wolverine.
Storm.
Okay.
Really? I think the cartoon is where I like him the least.
He's got claws.
I understand, but that's where he's also like, it feels like at his mopiest sometimes. Like,
yeah, he's kind of a schoolboy bitch in that one.
Yeah. I've only watched
about 10 episodes, so I don't.
I'm on season 3 right now. I got through Phoenix again. Great. Yeah. It's so good. It's like maybe just like, it's just maybe one of the greatest arcs that can just be developed. It's just so good. Anyway. All right. That's fine. I also like that every time before she like casts before she does her power, she gives like a little poem.
Hell yeah, dude.
She's always like, let the fog of the eyes roll through and blind thee. You're like, wait, what?
Winds of the desert, rise and bring your heat to fly me. And she like takes off. It's like, and Wolverine just ching.
Yeah, I don't think she needs to. I think that's for flavor. I think she just likes doing that.
She's got a fucking, all right, I like that. Okay.
Anyway, okay. So cartoon, all right, so we're split. Okay. All right. Movie.
Wolverine. Yeah. Comic books. I picked up a comic book. I read series 1 through 5 of the Return of the X-Men. It's one where they go back in time. Okay, minor spoilers for the first book, first issue. The X-Men in the future, Professor X is dead. Cyclops has joined Magneto. He's gone full rogue. They go back in time to go get Cyclops from the previous X-Men to go talk to him in the future. It's fucking wild. All right. Yeah. In that one, it's Storm for sure.
Yeah, I like a storm. So that was nothing.
It was nothing. All right. Let's just pick.
I think I gotta go Storm.
I think I have to go Storm as well. At the end of the day, I think I have to go Storm. Wolverine is a lifestyle choice. He's like Stone Cold. And here's the thing: Stone Cold can't be your favorite.
No, it doesn't say much about you.
Yeah. This will be a better conversation. We said at the beginning this whole thing, we're going to give you your favorite for when people ask. Storm is going to give you conversation to go somewhere. If you say Wolverine, that's nothing.
Exactly. You think it's something because you're giving them an answer to the question, but it's actually not an answer in any way, shape, or form because there's then nothing to say because it's like, it's just the most obvious.
It's like saying vanilla ice cream.
Right. It's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Like that. The only response to like, who's your favorite X-Men? Wolverine. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. But Storm, like, oh, what do you like? Do you like now you can be like, do you like Mohawk Storm? Huh. Do you like what's your favorite thing? How badass? Her fashion powers.
Fashion powers, bring that up. Yes. I'm locking in Storm.
All right. I'm with you here. I think we gotta lock in Storm. And that is it. Storm, welcome to the boat. Congratulations. And I mean, it's gonna be clear. It's gonna be smooth sailing from here because we got Storm on the boat now. So
hell yeah!
Thank you all for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want about Chaboys, a few things that you can do, as always, share with a friend, tell a friend wherever you're listening to this. Make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe, and wherever you can, give us those 5 stars, please.
Yes, follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just look up at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a whole 16-team tournament you'd like to see, email us to us at friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com.
As always, shout-outs to Charizard for that intro music. You want to hear more of their stuff, and over to Bandcamp, type in Charizard, replace the vowels with sixes. That is going to be it for us, folks. Like Cody said, we hope we have a new season coming out next week. Should be about breakfast. Yeah. But just know, we would never give this up. We would never give it away to anyone. So if you ever hear someone else doing this, they've killed us.
Yep.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we're also not going to make great hostages. Let's be clear about that.
No, they'd be so fucking annoying. They couldn't keep us in the same cell.
I'm getting.
There's no way. There's
I'm getting no one way through the eyes pretty early on. So until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. See you on the boat.